It's nice to have you all this afternoon. And my name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. I'm the pastor here at Trinity, and I've been here for 6 months today, actually. I was installed December 11th, and so we're just thrilled that you're all here with us. You probably noticed we have these banners up here. This is our 150th anniversary year, so we have this whole place decorated all year long. And so we didn't just do this for Lila, but we can pretend that we did, because this is really an exciting day. Lila is about to be welcomed into God's kingdom, and we just rejoice every time that this happens and we get to witness this. And so baptisms are probably one of my favorite things that I get to do in ministry, and so I'm just really excited for this. I'm glad that you're all here to witness this as well. We want to begin this afternoon with a little bit of singing. So if you would do me a favor and grab that hymnal, the burgundy hymnal that's in front of you, and we are going to turn to hymn number 725. Now, we don't have an organist or a pianist with us, so we're going to have to just do this with our voices, but I think we can. Number 725, it's called Children of the Heavenly Father. Okay, and I'll get us started. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. God His own doth tend and nourish, in His holy courts they flourish. From all evil things He spares them, in His mighty arms He bears them. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth. Though He giveth or He taketh, God His children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. We got some nice voices in the room today. I'd like to invite Lila and her parents and her sponsors and witnesses, if you could come on up right up here. And we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you'd like to follow along with our baptismal liturgy, it's on page 268 in the front part of the hymnal. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as His own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. How is this child named?
Lila Rose Tiemann.
Lila Rose Tiemann. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, You sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Lila according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through the saving flood, all sin in her, which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Lila's parents have asked her Uncle Michael to serve in this important role, and we also have her Aunt Amy to serve as an official witness to this baptism. And so for the two of you, having heard these important responsibilities, I now ask you both, is it your intention to serve Lila and support her in the Christian faith? If so, say yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
to God. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Let's proceed up here to the font. Now, since Lila is unable to speak for herself, I'm going to ask everybody gathered here to speak the answers to the following questions, and you have them there before you in the hymnal. Lila, do you renounce the devil? Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Lila, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I
believe. Lila Rose Tiemann, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. I encourage you to keep that candle in a safe place and light it every year on June 11th to remind Lila of this amazing day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the Christian church is that when we are baptized, we are given a new name. The name of Christ is placed upon us, and we become his. But another ancient tradition in baptism is to also recognize the significance of a person's given name on the day that they are baptized. Now, Lila is a Hebrew word. I actually remember this from my time in college when I had to go through Hebrew vocabulary cards. Lila means night, like nighttime, night. And so often when we think about the night, we think about darkness. And yet, what an amazing gift it is to have this gift of the Holy Spirit, where now we don't have to be afraid of the dark, because the Holy Spirit shines through us, and the Holy Spirit is shining in her heart. And so there's no reason for us to be scared of the dark. There's no reason to be scared of the nighttime. The day is shining bright because of Christ. And so we're so thankful for that. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Lila the new birth in holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Amen. I'd like for us all to sing together, Jesus Loves Me. If you need the words, it's hymn number 588. Let's sing together.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He has washed away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Let's give thanks to God for Lila. Well, this concludes the service. If you'd like to take some pictures, we can do that. We're so thankful that you're all able to join us.